91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday. Time for Thesis Thursday. Rajesh Khanna has returned to KXCI to talk to us about what he's working on at the University of Arizona. He's had a 20-year career in neuroscience and pharmacology. Welcome, Rajesh.
Thank you. It's great to be back here again.
You've got a lab at the University of Arizona. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we work on something that everybody's interested in, or at least interested in avoiding it, and that's chronic pain. And this has really been epitomized by this opioid epidemic and all the problems we're seeing and hearing about because of overuse of opioids. The department has a very long history of pain research going back almost 25, 30 years now with some really big superstars of pain research. So it's a really great fit for the kind of work we do, which is to come up with new therapeutics for chronic pain that are not in the opioid realm.
People come from all over to study pain and alternative ways to deal with it.
Absolutely. And we're trying different strategies. So we are addressing some of the very nuanced ways of targeting particular routes that amplify pain. But we also very recently discovered, you know, science has a lot of serendipity to it. Recently, in collaboration with Dr. Mohab Ibrahim, who runs the pain clinic here in Tucson, we've come up with a very pragmatic way to address chronic pain. And this is really simple. It's green light.
I'm fascinated by this idea of a green light being able to help someone manage pain. How exactly does that work? Do we even know, or is it magic?
It's a mixture of magic and we don't know. So that's a great question. And that really is the million-dollar question. We're looking for measures or what happens in the body. And we have an initial idea of what's going on. We believe that the body's natural opioids, or natural pain-relieving chemicals, are increased by exposure to green light. There's something to be said about light and other forms of therapy, for example, music or laughter even. Mm-hmm. But we just happen to come upon this green light therapy, and it is working beautifully in these patients. And Dr. Ibrahim's to be credited because he discovered this.
How do you measure pain?
There are numerous tests that can be done, but there are also simple measures of questionnaire-based assessments. We can, at many levels, ask, even without getting any fluids or anything from them, what their pain level is before, during, and after. These are all things we're doing and will be doing in the future.
You know, if you think about what's the purpose of pain, how does pain play a role? Can pain be useful in some way?
One of my first things in my lectures that I tell people is pain is essential. It is critical for you because it's an early warning defense telling you, wait, something bad is happening or about to happen. So it's absolutely important.
There's a reason this sense has evolved over time.
Absolutely. The problem is when it no longer serves a purpose, it transforms into chronic nature. And that's really a huge problem worldwide. 1 in 5 people almost suffer from this. A lot of diseases are accompanied by pain. If you combine heart disease, cancer, and some of the big diseases that we all think about that are fatal and we all must work on them and know more about them, if you combine them all together, there's still less than what pain is costing us, both economically and a burden on society. It's devastating.
Do you ever listen to music?
I love music. I'm trying to be careful with what I listen to because I have 2 kids who are very young, very impressionable ears.
How old are they?
4 and 6.
Oh, yeah.
My little son is very adventurous. He loves Red Hot Chili Peppers. He loves Saint Motel. He loves Michael Jackson.
Awesome.
It's amazing. We listen to a lot of different music.
Do you guys listen to music in the lab?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's because of all the diverse cultures in the lab, you can go literally from heavy metal to Chinese classical to Indian music to the most current, latest teeny bop. Very eclectic, really ridiculous. Really magical, crazy.
A little bit of everything. I think that's what the doctor prescribes.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming down to KXCI.
Thank you so much.